Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, Beis Sivan. The year is Tafshin Mem Zayin, corresponding to 1987, Vaidaber Havaya El Meisha. The Chumash and the Parsha open with the words, God speaks to Moses Bamidbar Sinai in the Sinai Desert, Ba'oyhel Moed, in the tent of meeting. And he says, Sa'u Esreish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, raise up the heads of the entire congregation of Israel, L'mishpachosam, according to their family arrangements, L'beis avosam, according to their paternal ancestral backgrounds, Goymer, etc., L'gulgulosam, according to their heads, the head count. And that head count takes place, M'ben Esim Shona of Goymer, from the age of 20 and onward. Tifkidu oisam, you should count them, L'tzivosam, according to their arrangements, Ata v'yaren, you and Aaron. So this is the first three psukim, approximately, of Parshas Bamidbar. V'yiduim hadrushim azeh, there are many known ma'amarim about this. This is Lakut HaTorah, which is called the Chassidish Parsha. There's the ma'amarim of the Mitla Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the subsequent Rebbe. And it explains over there how all of this is more than simply a recounting of what once was, but rather it has lessons in Avodah Zarah. It speaks to our service to Hashem. Dehine, Parsha zu kairim la'ilam lefnei atzeres. It is noteworthy that this Torah portion, the Torah portion of Bamidbar, which this year is going to be Erev Shavuos, but it's always read before Shavuos, k'deisa b'teisvus, as it says in the Teisvus and Meseches Megillah on page 31. Over there, the Gemara talks about the cycle of the year and the different Torah readings. And the Teisvus specifically emphasizes that the Parsha, I mean, the Gemara doesn't talk about Torah readings itself, but the Parsha specifically, the Teisvus emphasizes that Bamidbar must be read prior to Shavuos. And interestingly, this is also brought, Teisvus is an Ashkenazic source, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, in the 13th chapter, you have the same thing in the Sephardic source. And all of this is brought down in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's universal today. Once upon a time, the Parsha of the week wasn't universal because there was different orders, different cycles. This is universal today. That before Shavuos comes along, Bamidbar. We start a Friday, we always Bamidbar. So, Haino, in other words, before Shavuos means it's always read B'yimei HaSfiras HaEmer. It's always read in the day of HaSfiras HaEmer, which is Lufnei Matan Teruseinu, before the Teruah is given. Okay. So, Mizem moving from this is understood. Shaparsha zu yeshayra ba'avedus ha'odam bizman zem yuchad. That there must be a special lesson in avedus ha'odam, not just a general lesson in avedus ha'odam, but specifically to this time. Because this is always read around this time, then there must be a specific message with regard to this time. Ubefrat al pi pizgim admura zarkin, especially in view of the Alter Rebbe's aphorism, which is well known, shetzorech lichis im ezman, that you have to live with the times, and that this was later explained that it means in Parshas HaShavua, the Torah times. So from this is all understood, as is a known, a famous explanation from the Friedrich Rebbe about this, but at any rate, from this is all understood, shebefrat kishe parsha zoi, he Parshas HaShavua, that especially when this Torah portion is the weekly portion, shetzorech lichis ha'aveda v'achayis ben yoni ha'parsha. The Rebbe says, as a rule, our Avedas Hashem has to be punctuated with the messaging of the Parsha. And our passion, our fervor, has to be, in a sense, diffused through that perspective. Umavur Sham, over there in these Memorim, it's explained. The Inyan Se'u Esreish, that this business of raising up the head, because that's how the Torah speaks about the counting. It doesn't just say, count the people, it says, Se'u Esreish, raise up the heads. That this has to be, Pshuta Kemashmoy, that this is quite literal. The Hainu, that we speak here not just euphemistically, but rather Nesiyas V'Agbos HaReish. We speak of a raising of heads. Hainu, that means. The Af Shegam Lufnei HaAveda HaReish U'B'chinas Reish. That it doesn't say raise up and create a Reish. There is a Reish. There is a head. And the Torah is telling us, Se'u Es Reish. Take the head, which is already at the head, and raise the head. Doesn't say you should make your elbows a head. Take the head and raise the head. So the head is already a head. In other words, Teirus Emes calls it a head. So it already has the virtues of being in that position. Nonetheless, There has to be a special effort. That's a special emphasis. Lahasiya olagbiya sarish, to raise up the head. So that means that there's an element, a level, something called head, and it is the head, and you have to raise that further. The head is always raised. The head is on top of the body. The head is where the source of direction for the body comes. And here we emphasize, not only it is a reish, su'us reish, raise it further. And within this frame itself, yeshtam gimel pratim, there are three details. There are three methods or three dimensions in which this head raising has to take place. Number one is l'mishpachesam. Number one is within the milieu of family. Number two is l'beis avesam. Number two is according to the father's homes. Number three is l'gulgulesam, by virtue of their skulls. That's the literal translation. Because head raising might not always be such an exciting endeavor, and because it might come in a burdensome or onerous way, so in order that it should be b'simcha v'tu levav, if Moshe and Aaron had been involved in the head raising, then it's always a good thing. It's not just head raising, it's Moshe and Aaron raising your head for you. And furthermore, that has to be in a certain kind of environment, in a certain place. The place does not necessarily mean the geography as much as it means the situation, and that is b'midbar Sinai, in the Sinai desert, by El Moed. So, let's just review this in a snapshot. The basic message is that if this is the Parsha's messaging, it's relevant. It's relevant. That means Avedus Ha'adam. Avedus Ha'adam means relevancy. It's not historical. It's not academic. It's Avedus Ha'adam. It's what we need to do. So it's relevant. So the business of head raising is relevant. And the emphasis here is not to create a head. Sometimes there's that idea. You have to raise up a head, create a leadership. Here it says there is a head. And the Torah says, su'u'esesh, raise that head. Pick it up. Make it higher. And then the emphasis is also placed on the relevancy not only of being in the head-raising position or head-raising activity, but furthermore, it should be according to or within the frame of three dimensions. L'mishpachesam, emphasis on family, l'beis avesam, emphasis on lineage, and l'gulgulesam, emphasis on individual head counting. Okay, what in heaven does that mean? Sounds very nice. Very nice. Beautiful idea. Why is it beautiful? I don't know. What does it mean? I don't know. So, Bira Inyan, the Rebbe is now going to explain what exactly does this mean? What does it mean to raise a head? What does it mean that it's done through these three, the milieu of Mishpachesam, Besavesam, a special place, a situation? What does all this mean? Tehine Moshe v'Aharon u'Miriam, Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, who represent the heads or the leadership of the Jewish people in the Midbar, Moedim al Beis Drachim v'Enyonim b'Aveda Savaya. They speak to two uniquely different ways of serving Hashem. The Rebbe doesn't mention Miriam again, so I'm going to assume that Miriam and Aaron represent one level, and Moshe represents the other level. Dehine. Shnehem, both Moshe and Aaron, are Mishiva Saroyim. They are counted amongst the seven shepherds, the seven proverbial shepherds of the Jewish people. Shiva Roim. And they're both included amongst those Roim. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, there is an open statement which is brought down in the Zohar that Moshe is Nikra, Moshe is called in mystical Torah literature, he's called the Raya Mehemna, which literally means, it's Aramaic, it means in Hebrew, a Raya Neman, a trusted shepherd. Trusted shepherd. So the owner of the animals knows he can give the animals to the shepherd. I trust this guy. Hashem trusted the care of the Jewish people to Moshe Rabbeinu. He entrusted. Aaron is also a shepherd. How do you know he's a shepherd? So the Rebbe notes, the Nosif Lazesh, Hashayach, Gam Lazesh, and Moshe HaYaraya. We know that Moshe HaYaraya, Moshe was a shepherd. And we know that if Moshe was a shepherd, Aaron has to be a shepherd. Why? Because the Torah itself says, Hare Aaron Achicha Yinevi'echa. Aaron will be your proverbial prophet, your communicator. So if Moshe is a shepherd, and Aaron is the Navi of the shepherd, that means he's also in the same business. So if Moshe is in the shepherd business, Aaron must be in the shepherd business too, because ultimately he was but Nivyecha. He was your messenger. He was your spokesperson. If Aaron is Moshe's spokesperson and Moshe is in the shepherd industry, then Aaron also was in the shepherd industry. But besides this, Aaron himself is identified as being a Roya. So if Moshe is a Roya and Aaron is a Roya, who was driving the car? They're both alive at the same time. Who ran the show? Who was the Roya? Who was the shepherd? How many shepherds do you need for one flock? Somebody's got to be in charge. You could have underlings. You could have understudies. You could have executive aides. What do they call them? Aide de coupe. But who is the person? So the Rebbe says both. How could both be? Because they had unique areas of operation. They had unique, if you will, mandate. Yesh hefresh ba'ifim pu'ulasam. There's a very, very different, huge difference between their effects on the Jewish people. The Moshe ikrei hu inyan ha-teira. If you have to sum Moshe up, if you have to create a single message, a single Moses message, what's that message? Teira. Moshe is synonymous with Teira. He represents Moshe and Teira go together, hand in hand. Ukadi isa b'mishna da'avis, like we learn in the tractate, which is called Fathers, Ethics of the Fathers. So the Pirkei Avos, and the Rebbe notes that this is always learnt or recited by all communities in the Shabbatot, in the between Pesach, which is Zman Chereseinu, the time of our liberation, our freedom, La'atzeres, to the time of Shavuos, which is Zman Matan Tereseinu. That we always say, Moshe Kibul Teira Mi Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Teira from Sinai. It doesn't say the Jewish people got the Teira from Sinai. Moshe got the Teira from Sinai. Umasara, and he gave it over, and so on and so forth. She'ikrei, the main emphasis of Moshe, if you were writing a CV for Moshe, what would you put there?
Teacher.
The receiver of the Torah. Ikri hayu nesinas ha-Torah. That was Moshe's primary effort, primary emphasis, his primary thrust is Torah. Moshe and Torah are synonymous and one and the same. So what does that mean? It's Moshe's connected to Torah. In language of divinity, if you will. Very good. Hamshacha. Nesinas ha-Torah means hamshacha. It means actualization. Bringing something down. Bringing it down. Milmaila from a lofty level, lamata, to a lower reality. The zehu, this is the meaning of Masha Moshe Nikra Shushbina de Malka. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to in Zoharic terminology as being the king's escort. What does it mean to be the king's escort? Shehu himshech es hamelech lamata. That he brought the king below. He escorted the king, so to speak, into this realm. So that's Moshe. The Aaron, by Aaron it says, Aaron would raise up, fire up, raise up the lamps. That's Aaron's tafkid. She'ikir avedosei, that the primary thrust of Aaron's work, of Aaron's efforts and service, is lahaleis es haneris, was to fire up or kindle, to raise up the lamps. Okay. But the lamps speak about something specific in the Mishkan. The Rebbe says, no. Shehem, that those lamps are actually representative of Neshamas Yisrael. So if Aaron's task is to fire up lamps, his real task is to fire up the Neshamas. Fire up the Neshamas. So Shekulam, that all of these Miksha achazov tor, all those lamps, they're all hewn out of solid gold. All from the same source. Ad yerecha, ad pircha, down to its central shaft, down to its foundation. It's all miksha. And now what does this mean? That all this, these hammered out representation of divinity, which is all neshamas, hainu laha aloysim lamayla, that Aaron's task is to take these neshamas that are hammered out from a common source and to pick them up. Lift up. Elevate neshamas. Ba'ifin, so much so, shatahe shal heves el mele'a, so that the fire, the flame, rises on its own. V'lochei nikra, that's why Aaron is famously called in Zoharic terminology, shushbina, the matro niso, the escort of, not the king, but the queen. She'ikir avedosei, because Aaron's primary efforts, although he studied Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but that's not the point. Aaron's emphasis is Ha'alos Neshamas Yisrael L'mekeiron, raising up the souls of Israel so they might reconnect to their source. That's Aaron's mission. Moshe's Torah, Hamshacha Melmaila L'mata, Moshe brings divinity down into this world. Aaron lifts, raises, brings us up to be closer to Hashem. V'yadei Aveda Shneihem, it's through the efforts expended by both of these shepherds. Nasa Amitas Inyan Yichud HaChosan, who is the Melech. This is how we create union between the king, the chosan, the bride, the groom, who is the Melech, the king, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hakala, Hamalka, and the bride, the queen, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Knesset Yisrael. As we know that Matan Torah is a metaphor for a wedding, and because it's a metaphor for a wedding, so there is an escort. The bride and groom have to get together. Who brings them to one another? Who enables this union? And the answer is Moshe v'Aaron. Umiteich simcha, and that's done with joy, because sometimes a chasan and kala feel a little bit reticent, sometimes they feel a little bit embarrassed, and so the sheshbin and the escorts are there, lean on me. And they take them. So you lean on them, and they take you. And they're mesameach at a wedding. The guests, the people, the shushbin, and they make the simcha. V'lachayin davke al yedei shneihem. That's why it is through both of them. Nasa inyan nesoyes reish. It's Moshe and Aaron. That's how the pasuk opens up, right? V'daber Hashem Moshe. But he says you have to speak to you and Aaron. Atavi Aaron, you and Aaron. Because only when you have Moshe and Aaron together, then can you affect the concept of Nasi Yisraish, the elevation of head, Shemaylim Gam Bechinas HaReish, that even the highest level of the Jewish people is further elevated. In other words, every one of us deep down has a neshama, a very, very powerful level of divinity which can't be darkened. Nobody can throw shade on that. And the point of coming into a material, corporeal reality of being born into this world is so that we should make it even closer. So Moshe and Aaron, their mission is to elevate, to bring it even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we have a little bit of an understanding, at least we now understand between what is Moshe and what is Aaron. And we understand what is Moshe and what is Aaron. And there's two methods, that means every one of us is capable of being elevated. Even our Rosh, even our Neshama, even our pinnacle, which is already lofty, which is already wonderful, can be further elevated. In plain English, how? Through the study of Torah and through the idea of neshamas expressing themselves, the concept really of prayer, which we didn't talk about here, but that's ultimately what it is. Amnam, however, binyan nesiyasareish gufay de Moshe v'Aaron, in the head-raising endeavor, which happens through Moshe v'Aaron, there are three madregas, there are now three levels. Aleph, the first one is l'mishpachaysam. The first one emphasizes family. What is the meaning of family? Pirish lebechinas. What does it mean? Lebechinas ayin mishpaches. There are 70 proverbial families. We usually speak about 70 nations. And correspondingly, we speak about 70 individuals. But the 70 individuals represent 70 different familial formations. Sheyotza, that these families came ayin nefesh from the 70 souls. Yetza yerech yankev, the progeny of our father Jacob. Another which shema pratim Yisrael. Where do I have to elevate myself? If you raise up a nation, if you raise up a community, is that good enough? Raise up a community. No, says Teda. You have to raise it up l'mishpachesam. Every family has its unique dynamic. Every family has its unique flavor. Would somebody come along and say, how dare you be friendlier, closer, more concerned with your physical, material brother than me? I'm also a yid. Yeah, this is my actual brother. This is my actual sister. The Torah itself says, Mibisarch al tasalim. The Torah recognizes family. The Torah is not Socratic in nature, which says, take all the children away from the family and make everybody into one kind of commune where everybody's, there are no such thing as families. The Torah emphasizes the family unit. Kabed esivich vesimecha, beginning with honor and reverence for parentage. The Torah tells us that we have to, that a kohen is allowed to get, it's not even allowed, but is required to go to the funeral of closest of kin. In Achman al Tzam, we have to shechiv for closest of kin. In a positive way, we're required to take care of our own brothers and sisters. There's a family unit in Judaism. Judaism does not despise the family. Inasmuch as it emphasizes the unity of a nation, it emphasizes family. Chaye mishpacha, the life of family. And family have, they uniquely support each other. So the Torah is coming along and saying that there has to be nasi asreish. Raise up, raise yourself up. You have to be elevated. First and foremost, where does that begin? In family life. and your own unique family dynamic. And then, the second is L'Beis HaVesem. What's Beis HaVesem? Beis HaVesem is the concept of Yud Beis Shvatim. There are 12 tribes amongst the Jewish people. What do you mean 12 tribes? What are the 12 tribes for? I got a nation. A nation of Israel is not good enough. I need 12 tribes. When we went through the Reed Sea, the sea split not once, not twice, not three times, but according to the Medrash, it split 13 times. 13 times. 12 for the individual tribes, and once people didn't have a tribe. Correspondingly, there's the concept of liturgy and prayer. And there are different forms of liturgy and prayer. And the different forms of liturgy and prayer, the Maggid of Mezitch explains, it corresponds to different pathways. There are different pathways. There are different Aveda. The Aveda of Reuven is not the Aveda of Shimon. The Aveda of Yisachar is not the Aveda of Zevulun. So within the framework of a homogeneous Jewish people, there is a great emphasis on the unique nature of different folks and different strokes on different attitudes and different ways and different perspectives on Avodas Hashem, all of which are valid and all of which are equally important and all of which are necessary. So the Torah says that don't just raise up a nation, because if we raise up a nation, we didn't change the individual. First of all, it goes down to the individual. That's the Mishpachesim. And then further, there are those who are kindred souls, if you will. People who are within a certain genre of people, a certain tribe, a certain kind of community, a certain emphasis. That too has to be raised up. And then finally comes the Gul Galesim. The Gul Galesim represents the idea, Shalomayla Meharesh. It's higher than the head. The skull is Makefes HaSaresh. It surrounds the brain. Achi Megina Alaresh. The skull actually protects the head. And that represents Ovis, the Ovis Atzmam. That represents the fathers themselves, which is higher than the Shvatim. So we're going now beyond the details of individualistic tribes, and now we're talking about the common source. The thing is, we have a famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos, on a very literal level, the Gemara says, you don't call father. You don't use that terminology, only for three people in Judaism. We don't say David Avinu, Moshe Avinu, Aaron Avinu. We don't say that. We say Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yankee Avinu. Full stop, that's it. There's Nevi'enu and Hanavi. There's HaSofer and there's HaTzadik. Different people got different names, but never Avinu. Only Shlesha. What is the meaning? The meaning is that each and every one of us has a piece of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Every one of us doesn't necessarily have a piece of Reuven. I may be a Shimonite. Maybe I'm a Levite. And maybe I'm a Yisachar. Maybe I'm a Zvulunite. Maybe Naphtali is what works for me. That's fine. But Avram Yitzchak Yaakov has to work for everybody. The Inyan Shel Yankov, now let's go. And the Bechir, B'neim Gufa, amongst the patriarchs themselves, who is the select of the patriarchs? Who is the choicest? This is, we say, Yaakov represents the fullness, the full development of Avram and Yitzchak. It all comes to fruition in Yaakov. The Inyan Shel Yankov, what's Yankov? Yankov's Aveda, Jacob's service is characterized by Midas HaRachamim, the idea of mercy. Avram represents kindness. Avram is the giver. Yitzchak represents, on the converse, Yevura, discipline. And Yaakov represents mercy. We talked about this many times, basically in a word, from a chesed perspective, I give. Who do you give to? What do you mean? I don't care who. The recipient is irrelevant. I have to give. I'm a giver. Gevura doesn't give anybody. Why should I give? You earn. Everything is disciplined over here. Everything follows a pecking order. I know exactly who you are. You ain't getting nothing. You deserve, you get. You don't deserve, you don't get. Rhyme and reason. It fits in. There's a discipline here. There's a system. There's a control in place. And then a guy comes along and he says, help me. And you'll take one look at him and say, you don't deserve anything. You did this to yourself. So what's his next word? What does he say? Have rachmanis. I'm an idiot. I dropped the ball. Okay, have rachmanis on me anyway. That's Yaakov. So Yaakov represents the concept of rachmanis. The shleimus ha'aveda midas ha'rachamim. You know what the real rachamim, the real rachmanis is? Rachmanis is that we have a power in our soul of compassion. We have an ability. Every one of us has the ability to be compassionate. It doesn't mean we will be compassionate. We have the ability to be compassionate. And you know how this happens in its fullest sense? It happens when you have rachmanis on yourself. Really? Rachmanis on yourself? Yes! And the rachmanis on myself means I have rachmanis on my neshama. I have a situation now. Should I daven or should I turn over? Should I be kind to somebody or not? Should I eat this food? It's not kosher. Should I or shouldn't I? So, you know, what the heck? I'm tired. I'm hungry. Whatever else it might be, I'm just going to give in to the temptation and do whatever comes easy. So what does the Yankov say to you? Hab rachmanis av dein neshama. Your poor little neshama. He went on this terrible, difficult, dark journey. And he's all here and he's feeling bereft and alone. And now you're going to stick more poison in him? Now you're going to darken him further? Life's not hard enough for him? Have rachmanis your neshama. So that idea of having rachmanis is a very effective strategy to overcoming the Yetzirah. To stopping and thinking about the circumstances as they are and dealing with them appropriately. You have rachmanis on your neshama. You have rachmanis on the situation. Then you could turn around and say to Bein Shalalam, "Rachamecha Rabim, you now shower us with your mercy." That comes a profusion of compassion from above. When we behave compassionately, it elicits the same from God. And in this, there are many levels. There is the way that Yankiv, the rachmanis of Yankiv, the way is nimshach bechinas. Yetzer Yerech Yankiv, the way it comes to the family, the progeny of Yankiv, that it comes into the Mishpacha of Bnei Yisrael. Higher than this is the Midas HaRachamim, the way it filters through the tribes of Yisrael, which are the inheritors of Jacob, if you will. And higher than this is the mercy of Yaakov himself. And this, says the Rebbe, quoting the Alter Rebbe, is the Teichen HaAveda of Suas Reish. This is the Suas Reish. How do you lift up the head? La'oyde Rachamim Alatzmei. To awaken mercy on one's own neshama. And when you live with that sense of mercy, that elevates you. And a person can be elevated through this. Ad ladarga achi naila, until the highest of levels, the rachamim of Yaakov, so much so that it goes to the rachamim of rachamecha harabim, the great mercies of Hashem rachim aleinu. And the Rebbe goes on to connect this in the Maimer to Sfira to Omer, and the idea of refining, self-refinement, which was represented by the concept of Sfira Seimer, the 49 days of Sfira Seimer. And the point is that if you count up and you refine yourself for 49 days, then what happens on the 50th? And God gives you, God steps up and gives you what's beyond your efforts. Our efforts are the 49th. Exhaust your efforts. You do your best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. This is the same idea of the Rachamim. You do your Rachamim, Hashem responds to Rachamim. And then it finishes the Maimer with a whole bunch of brachas and the hope and the wish that we should indeed be Ma'ir, a great Rachamim, through the shepherding of Moshe V'Aaron. And we should be zeuche as a result of this to the great rachamim that will come from on high with the coming of Mashiach b'mheira u'b'yameinu amin. Thank you everybody for joining us here and around the world. Kabbalah satayra b'simchu b'pnimiyas. We should all merit to receive the Torah with a sense of joy and inward sincerity.